Good evening, Zimbabwe. You are listening to Studio 7 from the Voice of America on February 5th, 2018. And this is Live Talk. I am Kip Stube.
And I'm Tanonoka Wande.
Tonight on Live Talk, we are talking about opposition political parties in Zimbabwe.
To join our discussion, please call us directly at 001-202-619-2077 and we'll call you right back.
Live Talk goes out to Zimbabwe on our 909 meter wave frequency and on the 4930 and 15460 kilohertz shortwave Monday through Friday at 8 p.m.
On the internet, you can get us on www.voazimbabwe.com or www.voashona.com and www.voandebele.com.
Thanks for joining us again. Once again, you are listening to Studio 7 Live Talk. This evening, we are talking about the MDC Alliance and other opposition groups in Zimbabwe.
There is tension in the MDC Alliance, with some of the leaders fighting over the control of the group, as MDC tea leader Morgan Tsvangirai is receiving treatment in South Africa for cancer of the colon.
Some members of the MDC Alliance have cast in public with indications that Tsvangirai's absence is having a negative impact on the opposition group. This comes at a time when a new formation called the New Patriotic Front is being allegedly crafted by Generation 40, an ousted faction of the ruling ZANU-PF party.
At the same time, former Vice President Joyce Mujuru of the National People's Party is the leader of yet another opposition group, the Zimbabwe Rainbow Coalition. Are these groups ready for the forthcoming crucial elections?
If you want the answer, it's all with you. So join the show right now. Here is the number that you need to call. 001-202-619-2077. The number once again, 001-202-619-2077. We MDC Alliance, lamanya nje amabandla atshiyeneyo, kanye njalo laminye, lamanye eminye imbanyano, elingabe liyazi, khona ngapha eZimbabwe. Siyakwazi kule ukuthiwa iZimbabwe Rainbow Coalition, lokunye okutshiyeneyo. So ke lamhla kukini ukuthi likhulume lisitshele ukuthi kuhamba njani, sibonile ke MDC Alliance ukuthi ungani kulokudonselana okunye okumangalisayo, umnumzana uChamisa, kuzobuya lo mnumzana uMdzuri, kungani bake bangani bayaxabana emphakathini. So ngaphandle kwaloko ngasese sizokuthiwa MDC Alliance kaba dozi ndawonye kuzobuya la ku Zimbabwe Rainbow Coalition kungani lakho kunjalo. So ke nxa sisikhangela lamanye amabandla kungani njalo kunjalo sibili kukhanya ngazani kuyahlupha kakhulu bawane.
Nasi tiri kutarisa kusawirira na kuri masangano amapato ezvematongero enyika. Mapato edu aya ava akawanda zvokuti kuzvinezvi pamwe vazhinji havachanzwisisa kuti bata raanofanira kutevera nderipi. Kune kusawirirana muutungamiri hwemamwe mapato akabatana anonzi maalliance aya, zvikuru sei muMDCT Alliance. Kune kusawirirana kuripo pakati pevatungamiri varipo vatevedzeri vavatsvangirai. And kunezve mamwe mapato akabatanawo futi muRainbow Coalition inotungamirwa na Mai Mujuru. Saka mapato ose aya kuti akagadzirira here sarudzo iri kuuya, nokuti vari kupedza nguva vakazhinji vachingopopotedzana pachavo. Saka nhasi toda kuti timbonyatsotarisa magariro avakaita, mashandiro avakaita nezviri kuitika mumapato iwayaya, kuti vachakwanisa here kuzokwikwidza zvakanaka zvakasimba zvokuti vangakunda boka riri kutonga reZANU-PF.
Kunjalo ke uyaibeka kuhle indaba yetu umnumzana Wande. Siyabona ke kula bantu asebengenile kolapha ke ku VOA Studio 7 Ndebele ku Facebook page. So lingakhohlwa, we are live streaming on VOA Studio 7, VOA Shona and VOA Ndebele. So uthabani mlalazi uti, I'm watching guys, kuzobuya apostle Midian Dube uta watching you from Johannesburg, kuzobuya njalo lomsunduzwa Ndlovu uti ngikonangale Oliver Tambo International Airport. Taiman mayo lawo tukona siyabonga kakhulu lonke eselingeni lokunamba sizobona labanye sibili kathi besithumezele umlayezo lomnengi kulojaka lapho kutwa ngujabo ujabo uthi ye bafowethu ngiyalizwa sibili yakhuluma MTC Alliance lay kungani thina asizwisisi ukuthi uzokuhamba njani silethemba lokuthi bazalungisa konke okuhluphayo ye uyakhuluma lapha kwemnumzana so ke nxase sikhangela njalo kulabanye abathumeza imlayezelo besithi iMTC Alliance kungani akukho okuhluphayo so singazi ukuthi ke abantu bathini Mr. Wande. So some people are saying, you know, there is a lot of attention within the MTC Alliance.
Mm-hmm.
But
mm-hmm.
others are saying, no, this is just something that is superficial. So there seems to be this kind of belief that all is well. Mm-hmm. But when you actually saw yesterday some kind of tension between Mr. Chamisa and Mr. Mzuri, these are two vice presidents. So maybe some are saying it's because of the fact that Mr. Tsvangirai is not around.
It's very unfortunate that after working so hard for this alliance, it should be facing such problems in his absence.
Mm-hmm.
There is no question that there is a problem within or among these alliances,
mm-hmm.
Mainly to do at the top, at the leadership level. It's not the people at the bottom, it's just those people up there who seem to be creating the notorious factions within political alliances. It's unfortunate, again, that these things have to happen at this crucial time with only a few months to go.
Or maybe the question of, transformation of these parties. Anyway, we've got one of our guests, Mr. Believe Gaule, is an RPF activist. He is based in Cholocho, that is Material North Province. Mr. Kaunde, good evening and welcome to the program.
Good evening, good day, good to the evening.
Thank you so much, Baba. So, Agucho Baba Kaunde, ngesilungu, sibili ukuthi there is sort of like some clashes within some opposition parties. And when we go to the ZANU-PF side, it seems as if you are running for your money following the formation or maybe the supposed launching of the new patriotic front. It has not been launched, but there are proposals that are coming in with people saying the new patriotic front is fronted by the former president and the other functionaries. So, are you afraid of this new formation?
We are not afraid of this new formation. Not at all. We are not losing any sleep over such development.
Can you reduce your volume? Can you reduce the volume of your radio?
Oh yes. We are not moving an inch.
Mm-hmm.
And remember, Zimbabwe is a democratic country, and Zimbabwe is a multi-party state. And if ever there are any parties that are to be formed, let them be formed. Maybe, I don't know. We have quite a number of parties here in Zimbabwe. That is, maybe they range even more than 50 or so. Mm-hmm. But what I'm saying is that really they are welcome. And welcome in this game of politics.
But would you allow Mr. Kaunde, would you allow the former president to actually be part of the group? Or maybe you can end up terminating his benefits, you know?
No, but one wonders really how come an old man of above 94 coming back into field of politics. What hell of a thing is that? To me, it sounds, a bit awkward. And I simply don't understand it. But anyway, that man is bitter. It shows what type of a man he is. And this is exactly what he is. But then, we mustn't be bothered about such development even then. But we must remain focused. Because some of these things that might not divert our attention on really issues and matters, on matters to do with rebuilding the nation, reviving the economy and such. But really, that one is a matter of no substance even then. We need to ponder much over such issues. We need to remain really focused and really with something to do with reviving our economy, rebuilding our country for the benefit of the nation and the generations to come. But really, it's very disturbing that the opposition is in shambles, is in tatters. And this is really the way that the term that I can use to describe the situation within the opposition parties. But the problem is that these people are power hungry, and they fail to even abide by their own constitution, their own Bible of the party, which is their own constitution. That is why there are squabbles all over. People are power hungry. People, you know, they all want to become president. So how many presidents can we have? We need only one president for the country and for the party. So these people must be patient and wait for their opposite time to come. But then it would appear as if Tsvangirai maybe created that problem when he picked the two vice presidents for his party. And even then, this alliance that we're talking about, it has already failed before these people came together to start this new movement called the whatever alliance they call themselves. But then it is clear that they are doomed to fail. And there's nothing that you can talk about. There is nothing really that you can see as a party, ZANU-PF. But all what we are ready is for us. We are preparing for elections. Let's go for elections as our constitution, and that is that.
Thank you very much, Baba Kaule. Ubambe konapho ke ungayika chana sibone ke ukuthi kumbe uhande engaba lo mbuzo angakubuza wona.
Mr. Kaule, what I would like to understand is how do your leadership view the situation within the party? We cannot ignore the existence of factions at the moment. One faction was able to win the power in government and in the party, and then the other faction is there somewhere. We are made to understand that they are there, they are alive, and they are fighting back in some way. How do you expect to deal with this kind of situation other than to ignore it? Are you making any attempts to reconcile as a party, or you have stuck to your guns to make sure that the other faction is totally vanquished, never to come back again?
That I don't like. It's like you, my brother, getting worried about a dead donkey. That is the term Calistus is of use sometimes when he referred to Zapo.
Right.
But then I'm saying again today, to me, this is clear. We might as well be referring to a dead donkey. What we talk about this information that you are talking about.
Mm.
And to me, it's a dead donkey. To me, comrades, we are wasting our time talking about a dead donkey. To me, it really matters. How can they come back, these people? Surely, honestly, how do they come back? How do they resurrect? How can a dead donkey rise from death? Really, it's really a miracle. I think that can be performed by the Son of Man, by God only. Because to me, those people at their time, and those people failed, and this is the time now we are saying, let's give this new government, this new regime, that opportunity to demonstrate whether they are capable or not. And this is the time we must all rally behind the new regime, give them the support that they deserve. Remember,
that is very understandable, Mr. Kaule. What I was trying to get from you is whether you are ignoring their existence or whether you are doing something about it. That's what I wanted to understand, because they are there. You know that they are there. They are all over the internet. They are all over the place. They are giving interviews everywhere. So their existence is not in doubt. What I wanted to get from you was whether you as a party are trying to do something to calm the situation and to get all your people under one roof. That is what I was trying to get from you.
Yes, I think they are doing that intentionally just to divert our attention from real issues, from bread and butter issues for this nation.
Yes.
But they are doing it deliberately. That's to divert our attention from real issues. And this is exactly what they are doing. But they are not winning even then. Because no one is bothered. They are history. And we are gone and let's forget about them.
Yes,
yes. There are some people that are sending messages here on Facebook. And another one that is sending his message, that has sent his message apart from those that we mentioned earlier on, is Musankonkoni. He says, I'm watching you guys from China.
Yeah.
China, right?
Yeah.
Then Bagati Tichani. Thanks, Musa Konangapoke Lapokona. Then Msunduzwa Dlovu says, can you call me, guys? We tried to call you, Msunduzwa, today. Because last week we actually tried, but your phone had a problem. Then Nomakabo says, Tsvangirai shouldn't have selected three VPs in the first place. No wonder the confusion. Not sure why he did that. Lapa Makabo, uthi umnumzana uTsvangirai wawungamelanga adinge abasekeli abathathu. Uthi khonokho ke waphambanisa ngakho sibili okunye okumangalisayo. Singazi ukuthi ubaba uMkhwana zisesilayini ecingweni. So we're joined by another guest, and that is Mr. George Mkhwananzi. He belongs to the People's Democratic Party, led by Mrs. Lucia Matibenga. Mr. Mkhwananzi, good evening, and welcome to the program.
Oh, good evening, Mr. Dube. How are you?
Siyaphila kakhulu. It's time you're to Sibili, Baba Mkhwananzi. Siyabona Sibili ukuthi MDC Alliance ngale ungani kunzima. Kuzobuya lakini ngapha ke ku Rainbow Zimbabwe Rainbow Coalition ungani Sibili kudonswa nzima. So ke kambe amabandla aphikisayo azimisele yini ungena kukhetho ebambene kumbe azangena nje makamkamu?
Mangikale ngokubonga ithuba othe wangipha lona ukuthi nami ngikwazi ukuphawula phezu kwalolu daba. Ngibuye njalo ngifise ukuqala ngokuqondisa ukuthi elethi ibandla igama lelo kuthiwa yiZimbabwe Rainbow Coalition, kuthiwa yi-People's Rainbow Coalition, ekhokhelwa unkosikazi uJoyce Ntuli. Ngithi mase nithe ngaphawula kanjalo ngiqhubeke ngithi hhayi, yebo siyezwa ukuthi nithi lina izinto kazimanga kahle emabandleni aphikisayo, kodwa ke kwelethi ibandla akunjengoba nisitsho, ngoba thina elethi ibandla lizinzile, akukho ukuzulelwa ngamanqe. Njalo inhlelo zethu ziyaqhubeka kahle, ziyahamba, kuyaphunywa kuyiwe ebantwini. Yikubona lona lisonto elidlulileyo kube khona ukuhlaselwa ngabantu bezanu, ukhomba ukuthi umfutho bayawuzwa ukuthi lapho kunyathele khona-ke unkosikazi Joyce Mturu usuka kuzamazama umhlaba. Yebo, siyezwa ngalaba abe-MDC Alliance. Angisilo lunga labo-ke, nami ngibhekile ngiyabona okwenzakala khona, kodwa ngakutho ukuthi kusobala ukuthi labana abantu basenkingeni yokuswela ubukhokheli, ngesizathu sokuthi obengumkhokheli noma ngithi ongumkhokheli walelo bandla umuntu osebangwa lezibi ngenxa yomkhuhlane womdlavuza. Yikho-ke laba abanye abasuke baqokwa baba bathathu ukuthi babe ngabasekeli bakhe bayalwa, bayadlephana, akuvunyelwana. Okusho ukuthi ngamafitshane, ibandla le-MDC Alliance alilayo inkokheli, alilaye umuntu elimbeka ukuthi alimele njenge-presidential candidate yalo ukhetho lolo luzayo.
So ngicela ukufaka ngesikhiwa nje 1 minute khonokho baba.
What I would like to reiterate is that when it comes to the People's Rainbow Coalition, we are not undergoing any crisis. It's a stable party that is fast growing, as you can see from the reactions of the other parties that are, you know, on the field, including the attack that happened to the PRC President Joyce Mturu during the weekend. But I can also say from where I'm standing that I can see a lot of crisis in both ZANU-PF and MDC Alliance. In the MDC Alliance, we see that the party is undergoing a very serious crisis as a result of the ill health of its president, Moken Tsvangirai. And as a result of that, the three vice presidents who were, you know, picked up to assist Thokozani Kuphe are fighting amongst themselves. And as things stand now, the MDC alliance doesn't have a presidential candidate. As for ZANU-PF, ZANU-PF does not also have a presidential candidate, because in Emmerson Mnangagwa, they are going to be featuring somebody who is very new on the political arena, who has never been tested. His popularity is not well known. Actually, there is a belief that he is unpopular and unelectable. So the only candidate who seems to enjoy a massive popularity is Joyce Nturi of the People's Rainbow Coalition.
Thank you very much. And by the way, Mr. Kaule referred to that dead donkey kind of expression. Still remember when Calista said it. But then when the election outcome was so clear, whenever, you know, it had to be given to the public. And apparently Calista Sindlovu lost that election. And I still remember vividly, Mr. Wande, when poet Maliki cartooned Calista Sindlovu.
Yes.
With those kicks. You still remember the kicks?
Yeah.
Yeah. So, meaning that maybe Mr. Kaule, a dead donkey can turn around and do wonders at times, eh? So, I guess you still remember that kind of cartoon by Poet Maliki.
I guess dead donkeys have a way of attracting attention.
Exactly.
After they are dead.
Yeah. So, maybe let's go back to Ubaba Kaule. Baba Kaule, I say, si kulumage ngakonoku okwenzakala kubandla le ZANU-PF. Siyabona ukuthi konoku iNew Patriotic Front naleyi siyenze ukuthi lethuke ye lethuke sibili, kodwa libone ngazani ke bangavunyelwa yini sibili ukuthi bavule ibandla bengatshaywa, ngoba siyabona ukuthi nxa sokuyi generation 40 kubuye le team la Coast lokho kukhona kuloku kuzondana khonapho. So ungenza ukuthi kungabe lokutshana kuyini, kungavela ngaphi kusiya ngaphi?
Ngiyabonga kakhulu Gibbs. Yazi ukuthi okuliqiniso yikuthi abantu laba bavunyelwe ukuthi babumbe ibandla labo. Mina ngithanda ukuthi ngithi bakhululekile ukuthi benze ibandla labo, benze lokho abakufisayo ukuthi benze, akhankase filo kusemthethweni womthetho welizwe ukuthi ibandla ngalinye lile ndlela yokukhankasa sibili likhululekile, ngoba ilizwe lethu leli is a multi-party state, lela mabandla amaningi avunyelwe ukuthi akhankase. Kodwa-ke engithanda ukuthi ngikutsho lapha yikuthi bona laba bantu ngabantu, ngizaphinda njalo ukuthi idonke efileyo lei ukhalisazi wayengabonanga kuthi lidulanike, wayebona idonke eleleyo wathi file leke ngiyefileyo kwidonke njalo inuka lidonke, ngoba ngasizayenza abantu beyibalekele le donke yakhona inuka okumangalisayo. Okuthi into yakhona inyanyisa wonke umuntu vele ngendlela enjalo arrangement yabona, if people come together vele agenda yokuba bita bevele belokuzile baeeinto yokuthi vele abanye abantu babebona ukuthi there are genuine people owabonayo ukuthi laba bantu laba ba-serious ngomsebenzi bafuna ukuwenza, baloyinto bafuna ukuhlenga abantu bafuna ukwenza. But laba abantu abazondileyo laba, hayi, laba singachitha isikhathi eshuwa zisenini zami zinezinto eziningi zokwenza sisenini sithona sikhuluma ngabantu abasebephelelwe abaphelelwe ngumbono lo kunakano lento yonke akunalutho. Omgabela abana abavele asakhulumi nangabo ngoba sesilishini lekiwo esingakhuluma ngayo.
Mr. Kaule, you just heard Mr. Mkwananzi a few minutes ago. One of the things that he stated is that your party does not have a presidential candidate, that he is unpopular and he is virtually inelectable. What do you say about that?
To me, he is someone who is trying to campaign my president. What I can tell you is that that one is the excellent material that we have in ZANU-PF, or in Zimbabwe, should I say. Even if you find, you can find out from guys in the opposition that when Mnangagwa was Speaker of Parliament, he demonstrated above board that he's one of the best, excellent materials that we have in this country. That man has demonstrated, even that is why the Western bloc, these people are now very much interested in Mnangagwa, because of what he has demonstrated to the world, not to Zimbabwe, but to the world. Look at what he did, how he contributed to this forum in Switzerland. He demonstrated that Zimbabwe is open for business, and what else do you want? And during his inauguration, he demonstrated that he was a leader, he was a president for each and every Jack and Jill in Zimbabwe, for everyone. From all the political parties. And that's why he said people mustn't put regalia on that day.
Thank you.
We're sending regalia on that day. He was demonstrated. And Mnangagwa, to me, is the best, is the excellent material that we have. Who can match the opposition parties? Bring them forward and become election.
Yeah, thank you very much, Mr. Kaole. Sikuba mbumlomo, Baba Kaole, just sikuba mbumlomo. I think we've got a caller, Mr. Lovemore. Baba Lovemore, kunjani? Lovemore, uyaphila?
Angiyaphila, baba.
Yeah, akutsho ukuthi wena ubona njani umanyano MTC Alliance, njalo lakho konke okwenzakala kwezombusazwe eZimbabwe?
Mina bembona leli banje abazama ukulivusa lengwebathi Patriotic Front leli aliyindawo leli ubaba lokhuluma uqinisile idonke efileyo. Mina ngithi Mnangagwa lokho okwenzayo eZimbabwe is absolutely 100%. Mnangagwa sasingathemba ukuthi angenza into enje. IZimbabwe lamhlanje iyaphuma ebugqileni and sesi after 10 years ngibona nami mina sabe sikude kabi, siyabe singenile ezweni lesithembiso ngomnangagwa. Umnangagwa usize kakhulu lezinto ezinangathi ezitshintshile eZimbabwe, sokulotshenze olukhulu kakhulu.
Olunjengani baba?
Sokulotshenze ungakhangela vele even labelungu lapha sebanikeze i-99 yelizwe okufana lapha abantu abamnyama i-5 yeliyani isikhanseliwe izinto eziningi seziyizini lama-companies manje sekuthola 100% okungafani le-50%. Umnangagwa is for business man, uyabona uyabiza ama-investors eZimbabwe the way owenza ngakhona.
Ye, nxa sesikhuluma nge-indigenization law ayikaguqulwa, kukhanya ngazani basayilungisa nje ukuthi guqulwe. Nxa ukuthi beyiguqula kumele beyidale lephalamende. So kunjalo-ke nxa sesikhangela sibili baba, sikhangela iqiniso sibili ukuthi i-MTC Alliance yenzani, ubona ngazani izanqoba yini kumbe vele isichithekele?
I-MTC Alliance sichithekile vele, ngabe into le bayilungise before uThwangira wavele wastepa down kwangena uNelson Chamisa. Manje still malokho kunje ngoba manje akubonakali ukuthi uThwangira engabuya amakancane kungena uChamisa, at least ngoba manje ama-election seseduze. Naye ngibona ukuthi vele nge-MTC asikhohlweni sibhekene lo esesimkhangelele nomnangagwa. Umnangagwa kulo change olukhulu olubise eZimbabwe okuninginingi konke lalokhu laba abakuvusayo lokho kwabojonathan Moyo awuthelela sikhohlwe ngabe into leyo abayivusayo iphathi leyo evusa i-andisisekelo senzondo asikhohlweni ngalokho idonke esileyo khulu iqiniselelo baba.
Siyabonga kakhulu-ke lapo ungathi kusasa baba ulale kahle.
Siyaphila baba.
Yes, so that is Mr. Lovemore. He's very adamant that Mr. Mnangagwa is doing the right thing, and he says forget about the new Patriotic Front and forget about any other party. You know, Mr. Mnangagwa is the real man. So he believes that he'll be elected the next president again of Zimbabwe. Anyway, when he came in, he wasn't elected. It was through that kind of military intervention, you know. So I don't know whether we can get a reaction from Kaole. Maybe we can ask a question there.
Because we spoke to him earlier. Mr. Kaole, what gives you the confidence that your candidate can do this, and win the election for you? Because we have come a long way with all these people while they were one in the, before these factions. He has been in government for all these years. What is it that you can point out to us that he did in his 37 years in government? What are his achievements that you can put out there for people to see?
Thank you very much. That's a very good question, and I like that question. And let me say this to you.
That's a very good question that I would want to answer. Mnangagwa was in this government, and he was not the president of this country, but he was a minister, and he was serving under Mugabe. He didn't want some of the things that were done by this government. That is why now he is the rightful person and is doing corrections, those corrections. And this other time when he was vice president, he didn't like some of these things that were being implemented, some of these things. But you know what? When he was in China, he came out in the open to say, guys, we blundered here and there, but let's swallow our pride and face reality. We are not going anyway, the route that you are using. And some people were not heard about that when he came back. And then he was labeled, he was labeled so many names by some of his enemies within the government. You know what Mugabe is, to me, Mugabe, you know him, he's a dictator, that man. And he didn't even entertain other ideas from other people, but he wanted to do things on his own. And that is why Mnangagwa is the rightful person to correct all those mistakes that were done, and this is the man that is going to do it. And he has demonstrated, I don't know whether some people really, you know, from what Mnangagwa has done, since he's 2 months in office, but look at what he's done. A lot of changes, a lot of things. And this is exactly what we all need to appreciate. And really, let's give him the support that he deserves. And that is the right man for the job. To me, Mnangagwa is the excellent material that we have. And right. That didn't support that he deserves.
Okay, Mr. Gandhi, stay on the line. We'll come back to you. Let's have one of our callers. We'll come back to you and continue this the discussion. Muripo Erap, Muripo Tinza.
Muripo.
Hey, Magadi Neng. Zishoma. Tiba tere wane nyaya nasi. Muno zwona se.
Right. President warumita zakanaka tokupindwa pachati chaitai kubudisa chaiko chaiko. Tungofana kuwane focus anda kutsikwa zvakanyanya. Kokoto zvinyekenyekera mukaku MDC haranyanya vanhu varikungoda hukura vanabata nevanhu. Kuda vanhu vanebata nevanhu ndovata kungoda. Kuda kurarama. Kurarama ndopata vanebata nevanhu kuda kuda. Akata zvitsvaka zvizhinji.
Saka munhu uyu mungamuwana kupi? Tazwa mati zve munoda kutsvaga munhu anomutsa vanhu. Saka ndikubvunza kuti munomuwana kupi? Kovesa vari mudariro munovashorei?
Kuna Mnangagwa angangonhonga. Tingangonhonga ikoko gozi matiri kupinda munenge makanako. Ende ngavagare pashoko ravo. Mupuzoba wakaipa manje. Ngavagare pashoko pashoko nyika yoso. Inosumuka munhu oita ndori nechibe chaicho chaicho chokuti aite nyika yasumuka. Ndinoda kumbe kuti rumwe zvinhu zvamahara.
Hai. Tino Teta Skuru, he is saying that he's sick and tired of the chaos in the MDC, and he's blaming the leadership that they are just self-serving, they are thinking of themselves and not about the people in general. So he says that all he wants is to see people leading normal lives without all these infighting and political misunderstandings that are occurring within the political parties right now. And he feels that there is some hope in Mnangagwa as a candidate and as a leader, and that he hopes that he keeps his word about a lot of the things that he's saying and talking about, but otherwise he is prepared to give it a go.
And we actually invited Mr. Takias Monzora, who is the Secretary General of the MTCT. We are still trying to get through to him, and his phones are almost down, so maybe it's the network problem. Mr. Monzora, if you are hearing us right now, can you release your phones? We are looking for you, Mr. Monzora.
Yeah, we were hoping yes. for his side of the story, yes. which is very, very important. His political party and the alliance are in a crisis. We cannot avoid that. And it would have been an opportunity for him to explain what is going on, because in the absence of the real information, people tend to exaggerate, and that is not good for any organization. But let's hope that you will join us before
Certainly, Mr. Wandi. Yes. And for those people that are joining us right now, tonight we're talking about opposition political parties in Zimbabwe. So, ngizokuthola silo baba Nkomo, icingweni, baba Nkomo kunjani?
Yaphilile.
Ayiphile kakhulu Nkomo ye, phosela kho baba.
Ye, ngizaqala ngezano
kuye.
Izano singakhohlwa ukuthi masiya vota ila ma city a free awazinikeza wona. Abantu beZimbabwe abangakwaziwa lamanje. Then sokubuya iposa le ayiphalyana ayikakhutshwa kuconstitution. Njengamanje izano iyala i-devolution of power ngenxa yobuhwaba bethatha imali ezigabeni zakithi besiyazizidla le. Bese ngisithi umuntu obuya emathebeleleni nemigingi igugrawundi njengami siyakazikhohlisa ukuthi kukhona okuzayezwa izano ukwenzika khona khona abakwenze ngo-1983 bebulala abantu aba-more than 20,000 amakhokhothi. Bese ngisithi utswangirayi nguye owenza i-big mistake ukufaka ama-deputy angu-3 ilizwe elile-6 million namhlanje. Mambheka ngapho e-South Africa, one of the best country in the world, ilile more than 49 million, ilo president lo deputy kwayi-4 okwe-MDC kwe-3 okwenzano ngokwane elizweni libolileli njengaleli ukuthi bazosebenza msebenzi kanye into bazoyenza. Bese sithe ebantwini bakithi abesingebeleni kudala lingodeputy alisincedi nalutho, siyafakwa kube yamadeputy throughout 37 years, leke lifuna ukufakwa bengeli-3 ngabesi-4 lizasinceda ngani? Ungabuza.
Ye, kodwa ke nxa sukhangeleke ubona ngani kuyalungiseka yini khonokho okuhluphe MDC, MDC Alliance namanye amabandla aphikisayo?
MDC ayifaka umuntu esindebeleni, izano ayifaka umuntu esindebeleni, abantu bengapha emhlubulweni eHarare is now 37 years abazange basinceda ngalutho. Siyahlupheka nge-leadership ethu yama-degrees, amaphepha ayi-useless angeke asinceda ngalutho. Ake sizameni abantu besindebeleni for the next 10 years sibone ukuthi bangama-failure zingabhula lapha nala. Owe-MDC angeke kuphele ngokuthokozana uQuma uyale, uMjuru uyale, uChamisa uyale, uTswangira uyasigule futhi nabantu South Africa. Kule kule khona phe South Africa i-eshinye isingqi, MDC vela muntu ozangena.
Siyabonga kakhulu Enkomo, ungadinga kusasa baba Nkomo.
Thank you very much. Bese ngicela ukuthi sicela ibizo likaMgabe emathebeleni liphume ngoba wabulala abantu bakithi more than 20,000 asilifuni outright.
Yes, siyabonga kakhulu Enkomo baba. So that is Mr. Nkomo. He's saying that you know, ZANU-PF is always having the upper hand when it comes to election time. And he says that, you know, there are certain statutes that are still there in Zimbabwe's books, like POSA and AIPA. You know, towards elections, these are pet laws, according to him.
Mm.
And then he says the devolution of power has been put in the back burner, you know. So no one is talking about it. ZANU-PF doesn't like it. So to people in Matabele and other places, they like it. Then he says Gukula owned the atrocities. Mr. Mnangagwa, according to him, has got a lot of burden on that issue.
Mm.
So he's not electable due to that.
Mm.
And he says Tswangirai himself made a very big mistake by appointing 3 deputies. Why did he do that?
Mm.
And he says there's another issue. You know, that's the last issue that he mentioned. You know, putting Debeles up front. He says they've been deputies for a long time. Why not them becoming leaders of various parties? Maybe we can go to Mr. Mkwana's end.
Yeah. This issue of 3 vice presidents, I think it's aching a lot of people.
Let's hear what our guests are saying.
Yeah. Mr. Mkwana, are you there? Mr. Mkwananzi.
Mr. Mkwananzi.
I think we've lost
him. Mr. Mkwananzi, are you still on the line or you are not there? Are you there? I think we've got a deadline there. Mr. Mkwananzi, you're gone?
Nicole, can you hear me?
Oh, yes, now I can hear you. Yes. Go ahead, Mr.
You heard what the other speakers were saying. What do you say about the issue of the vice presidents? What do you say about the issue of the leadership of ZANU-PF that he is tainted and he has got a lot of baggage around him to be a national leader? Give us your view on that, sir.
Let me start by reacting to the things that Kaule has been saying, you know, trying to praise Mnangagwa Diot rising, you know, a peak, trying to claim it. You know, let's be frank, Mnangagwa is not the right person for Zimbabwe or any country for that matter. He is totally clueless. He is unelectable. You would remember that even at constituents level, he was beaten several times by, you know, Blessing Kabundo and Kwekwe, until he had to relocate to a new constituency that he created from nowhere called Zimbabwe. Now, coming back to his capacity and ability to run the country, his only qualification as president of Zimbabwe today is that he is a thief. A thief who is trusted by the military.
Let's say, allegedly, Mr. Mkwananzi, allegedly.
Which has been involved in lots of... Yes?
Allegedly, a thief, allegedly, right?
Well, as a politician, that's how I'm going to put it. It's up to the newspapers to use allegedly. Okay.
We'll use it now, yes.
Yes. So, his only qualification is that he will protect those in the military who have been doing lots of shenanigans because they were scared that if a new dispensation came, then they were going to be investigated and they were going to lose a lot in terms of what they amassed illicitly over the past 37 years. That's the reason why they did not want any person, even within ZANU-PF, they could not trust to take care of them and their future, as well as you know, the wealth that they've amassed. For anyone to say that he has demonstrated, well, that's the word that Gaule kept saying. He has demonstrated that. What has he demonstrated? He has demonstrated nothing except cluelessness. Making promises that he has been making. I tell you, this man, the fact that the West, because that's one of the things that he's using as a point that is suitable, that the West loves him. The moment the Western countries fall in love with you, they would have discovered a certain weakness which they can exploit. And believe you me, the man has so many of such faults, and Zimbabwe is very soon going to be mortgaged to the West. And his call that come and invest, this and that, and even, you know, pledging to take back the land to the white people, he is reversing what was otherwise a very revolutionary, you know, epoch, which was accomplished, unfortunately, under the wrong person, Robert Mugabe. It's something that he should not tamper with. He should be bringing in money or revolutionizing the economy so that it can produce and make Zimbabweans stay home instead of flying to all directions of the globe. So he has not done anything and is not going to do anything. Like somebody pointed out, he has been in the cabinet of that country for 37 years. There's never been a time when he was out of the cabinet. And when you're in the cabinet, there is what is called the collective responsibility. If somebody, whether it's Minister of Finance or brings a policy, economic policy, that this is what we... You debate, and if you can't win your debate, then you take responsibility for it. So he is responsible for all the chaos, all the meltdown, everything that Robert Mugabe has achieved or not achieved for Zimbabwe. He cannot be exonerated on the basis that he was not president.
Thank you.
Now, coming back to the issue of vice presidents,
mm-hmm.
and the marginalization of Ndebele speaking people in the governance in Zimbabwe.
Yes, briefly, Mr. Nkwanazi, briefly, yes. Go ahead, Mr. Nkwanazi. Go ahead.
Okay. Yeah, I was saying that when it comes to the issue of the deputies in all the other parties where you find them, you know, any attempt to form a party, people from the western side of the country are allocated positions of deputy. This is entrenched in our history. There is what I would call a lack of a trust. There is no mutual trust between the two major ethnic groups in Zimbabwe. There is still a feeling that Ndebele people are not yet ready, you know, to take care of Zimbabwe at that level. They might revenge what Robert Mugabe did to them in the early 80s. So they are kept as deputies because they are being feared. People fear what they did to them, and they think that putting them in charge might give them an opportunity to revenge. But I don't think that's the case. People should not fear that. It may actually work as a way of, you know, paying back to them, to say, get an opportunity to run the country, and that will atone a lot in terms of the anger of exclusion and marginalization that has taken place in that country for this long.
Thank you, Mr. Mkwanazi. Mr. Mkwanazi, what do you want to say just briefly? Let's take a caller and we'll come back to you. I think we've got a caller on the line.
Yes. Muchiri Pafone Rap. Hello?
Hello?
Yes. Sorry, Mama Katerina Zagashtorwa, Tatisna Kukanganwai. Taurazen.
No, cheta pamwangu mandiju mandana kuzva kuti tisasangana nezvinhu zvakada. But inini chandada kumubvunza ndechekuti vanhu pavakaenda mustreet vechidemonstrate vechiita zvese zvavanga vachiita vaida kurwira kuti Mnangagwa atonge nyika kana kuti aida kurwira kuti nyika igadzirisike ivo vozosarudza mutungamiriri waanoda.
He is asking what, you know, when the people flooded the streets during that changeover, was it because they wanted the leadership, the new leader, or is it because they were happy that there was going to be an opportunity for people to choose the one leader that they wanted, the leader that they wanted?
Unfortunately, right now we cannot respond to that because, you know, politics is a game where people have got a certain given agenda.
Yeah.
And so for us to actually...
Imi amuna kwenye nda wakupanzi, kumuno kuno pemberera musiwo yoyo.
Ini andina kundo pembera na kutindiri kunze kwenye kasaka. Taingo ita so kungo nduwa kutindo zirikitika. Ende tese takafara tichinduwa kutindo zirikitika. Lepa tati kunze kwenye kata ito pemberera kutini Zimbabwe ya naka. Pata andi iso, zataka indira maskriti. Andi iso saazire zaka zaitika. Andi iso zirikitika. Futi tizo, sika hako onato kuti. Zuno za haku tanga futi kutokera. Futi kumashure kune iya government ya nkairi kwa futi. Ndoza angu fana na futi. Futi zaka rwira vano wechipamberera murodi. Andi iso. Masoja haku tabasa rukuro wano kumaruzeva wakita sese ufuji ndo wakashandisi kwa futi.
Yeah, emotions that do he is saying the things that people were expecting did not materialize. We are going back to the same old situation where the army is always pushing people around just like they are doing now, and that most of the things that are being done by this government is just a continuation of what was being done before. So really there was no need for all this euphoria that there's going to be change, because there is no change in evidence at all.
Before I get to Mr. Kaule, we've got another caller. Baba Msunduzwa, kunjani? Baba Msunduzwa, awuse kucinga yini ngizokutoka kucinga lokho sokuphumekile. Siyakhona siyakuthinda kukhona apho mnumzana. Isibuyele Baba Kaule, ukhona ucinga yini? Yes, yes, abantu sibili bathi Mnangagwa lokho esikhuluma ngakho ukuthi unguye ongangena nje engena gijima njalo othandwa ngabantu bathi akunjalo, kukhona okuningi okumele kuqala akukhulume njalo akuxolise ebantwini. So sicela nje briefly siya kunika 1 minute urespond lapho sizo sikhuluma labanye abantu.
Ya ngibona ngani abantu labo ababe khuluma ngaleyo ndlela hayi bavunyile ngokulilungelo labo ukuthi bakhulume ngoko kona. Kodwa ukuthi iqiniso abanithandi njalo abantu zolizwisisa. Kodwa kukhangele kithi kuthe umnangaba ngesikhathi umgabe esephumile laphana abantu baselebrator. Kodwa ukuselebrator kwabo at the same time babedlala emadolobheni nawazi ngibulawayo ngalelo lami. Emgwaqweni nangabantu babegida ingoma kutonga kwaro, kutonga kwaro, kutonga kwaro. Begida ingoma lonke lalihlatshelwa ngabe ibizwe lonke le Harare lalihlatshelwa even naku-inauguration kamnangaba laphana wawuthi ungayisusa ingoma yakhe kutonga kwaro. Isikhethi amsinyikinyeki angazi ukuthi kutonga kwaro garwe umnangaba yena ongwakhe qala bemgidela benza njalo abantu begijima yonke indawo beyihlabela bekhonyisa yonke indawo bejabula ukuthi nawe uyagcutshwa namhlanje umuntu lo babekhangelela utshintsho abantu
babekhangelelasikubamba umlomo kulapho. So why all what he says is that many people celebrated when Mnangagwa was inaugurated. So he says people love him. Siya kubaba umsunduzwa lapho Ndlovu. Ndlovu kunjani?
Landile kusija kodwa.
Inyaphila kakhulu. Akutsho ngodaba lolu olubona njani?
Eh ngokuvuma yakho Dube ngiqale mbulo si guest yakho Mr. Gawule lapho engutitsha wami lapho umfundisi.
Ah ubone ke Gawule bakubingelela baba. Ye qhubeka ke ngamafutshane. Siyakunika 1 minute lawo.
Eh kuyamangaza indaba ye-MDC ngendlela ehodwana ngakhona. Ngicabanga ukuthi manje singamukoko sfor. Ubonisa ukuthi basale isikhathi sokudlala noma bengavotelwa bawini ukubonisa ukuthi basezosibanga sithi isikhundla sikapresident ngendlela abayenza ngakhona okusho ukuthi bagcina i-Zanu PF idolo ukuthi mayiqhubeke isembusweni.
So kodwa bazali futhi qathisa khonapho ngamafishane
ngibuye futhi ngize ngapha la kubaba uMnangagwa ngiyamuzwa yakhuluma kahle uyenza zonke nje izinto esizibona izimpawu engathi uzothembisa ukuthi lezi uzolulungisa kodwa besicela phela ukuthi engabi kade uyenza so kade ukhwezela ibhotoza lithima selivuthiwa liphaka lidlayela ngenxa yesikhathi ke Dube hayi ngiyabonga khona lapho
hayi sibonge kakhulu Endlovu ungadinga kusasa baba
siyabonga Ndlovu.
So all what he's saying is that Mr. Mnangagwa shouldn't be greedy, you know. He knows that he's cooking a lot of good stuff, eh? After cooking that stuff he shouldn't run with the pot to the mountain. So it doesn't want it to happen that way.
We have a lot of expressions today.
Yes, we have a caller.
We have a caller, Mr. Lloyd Kambanje. Mukoma Lloyd Kambanje, Muripoere.
Ongu Muripoere.
Ai wa tirinani zedu, tirinani chaizo. Pindai mnyaya tinze. Pindai enu mchirongwa.
Hello.
Yes, tukukunzwai. Okay. Tiri kukunzwai zvakanaka chose. Pindai henyu muchirongwa.
So the line has been cut. Yeah. So let's go immediately to Mr. George Mkwananzi. Baba Mkwananzi, usakhona ecingweni?
Ngikhona mfowethu, ngikhona.
So ke nxa sesikhangele ke i-way forward yamabandla aphikisayo lapha baba. Ubona ngani kumele kwenziweni kwezinto kulungiswe konke lokho okuhluphayo? Sibacela abaMDC ukuthi babuye lapha babuyanga. Sibone ngani uhlupho luqhubekela phambili, qhubeka usiya phambili. So kumele kwenziweni ukuthi kulungiswe konke lokho?
Njengoba kushobala ikakhulu ngapha ngakumabandla aphikisayo ukuthi bayehluleka ukuphuma nomuntu abangamethemba ikakhulu kubandla le-MDC. Ngibona ngasathi kuzavoxa ngoba kuzalenza leli bandla ngoba noma mina ngingayisiyo ingxenye yabo kodwa ngiyakuthanda ukuthi baku-opposition njalo uma abantu bengamanyana nabo kunokukhona umahluko othile ongaphuma. Njengoba thina sinayo i-candidate esobale yasowumuntu wonke futhi kungekho ukubangisana yazi kungaba kuhle ukuthi abantu be-MDC babuye bazokhothamela uJoyce Nduru simfake as u-presidential candidate ozomelana noMnangagwa.
Kunama-advantage
amaningi kakhulu lokho.
Yes, sengi-restricta lapha sili 1 minute silitshayile baba. So Mr. Mkwananzi is saying that the MDC activists should actually join the other group, you know, and come and vote for Mrs. Joyce Mduru. So I think he's confident that Mrs. Mduru can choke out a victory there. Slow baba ke uThompson ecingweni. Thompson kunjani?
Ngiyaphila baba, Dube kunjani?
Ngiyaphila kakhulu, isikhathi asiseko sibili. 1 minute phosela lakho khonapho.
Yebo baba, mina-ke inkulumo yami baba igxile kakhulu kubaba uMnangagwa lo okhuluma ngaye ngithi. ukuthi uba kumnangagwa yebo singaba nethemba lokuthi uzoshintsha izinto kodwa ke akakashintshi izinto ma akakwazi ukushintsha izinto engakayo esindebeleni wakhulumisana nabantu abamoshela ngesikhathi sombhuqazi ngabona ma engalungisa leyo ndaba kuqala then lokho okunye okulandelayo sesingaba nethemba kuye ngoba okabe selungise inkinga yethu amandebele kakhulu ngoba njengamanje nobaba unkomo okhulume kahle ukuthi esindebeleni abantu bakithi bahlala bengabasekeli njalo abakaze banikeze ithuba lokuthi babe ngabaphathi nabo abashona balandele emuva babone ukuthi amandebele aphatha kanjani ahluleka kuphi njalo azama ngakuphi understand so yinto besikhala kakhulu ukuthi nale itivolution of power le abayala ukuthi bayilungisise isebenze thina kakhulu esindebeleni iyasiqala ngoba sinomnetho omkhulu kakhulu ukuthi ngaphasi sokwenza bayane ukuthi bayazi ukuthi bona bangamasela bayatshontsha ngale behambise ngale kuboko so if benganikeza umuntu esindebele ukuthi aphathe kungaba kubi ngoba ngike basathola lutho yayi-understand kodwa into enkulu kakhulu ukuthi ake basinikeze ithuba lokuthi siphathe nathi nabuzwa ngabasekeli bethu
awubonike siyabonga kakhulu baba Thompson Dlana anti sibonga ngudlana hanje So, Mr. Thompson, Dlana is saying that, you know, before Mr. Mnangagwa thinks about being elected, especially in regions like Matabeleland and the Midlands provinces, he should actually address the issue of the Kukuraundi atrocities. If he doesn't do that, he must forget about any kind of vote from that region. Maybe Mr. Kaole can react to that.
Are you there, Mr. Kaole?
Yeah, that
issue keeps coming back. What do you think of what has just been said about Mr. Mnangagwa and his lack of addressing the issue of the Kukuraundi atrocities? What do you think?
I think my president, Emmerson Mnangagwa, I think we all know that sometime a few weeks ago, he talked about this issue to say, this must be addressed, and he would want to see this matter addressed, and that is what the government is doing, and the government is going to do something about this. It's engaging these other people to do the work, especially the traditional leaders, chiefs, and other people. Remember, there is a ministry that is responsible for that, that is handling that matter, and really, this matter is going to be addressed once and for all, and so that this matter is brought to an end. Really, what I want to repeat is that really it's a concern to everyone, especially in Matabele, and really something is going to be done by this government, then the better for the good of our nation.
Thank you so much, Mr. Kaole.
We cannot run away from that.
Thank you so much, Mr. Kaole. 30 seconds, Mr. Mkwananzi, your last word. Mr. Mkwananzi, your last word? I think Mr. Mkwananzi is gone. So maybe we may say thank you for joining us today. But before we leave, I think I have to read one or two messages from our callers and our viewers. So one of the people that sent us a message is Engelbert. He says, for the MTC Alliance, we believe that all is gone. They've actually missed an opportunity to displace ZANU-PF from power. Why are they squabbling over a lost kind of piece of meat on the table? Then we've got another guy who says, my name is Angel, who is a woman. Says, for all that the MTC has been about, we don't believe that they're doing the right thing. Sorry, we are out of time. I think we have to leave it here. We thank our guest this evening, Mr. Believe Kaole, who is a ZANU-PF member and is based in Cholocho District, that is Matabele North Province. We also thank Mr. George Mkwananzi, spokesperson of the People's Democratic Party, led by Lucia Matimbinga. He is also a member of the People's Rainbow Coalition. This is Kip Stube in Washington, D.C. Bye-bye.
And I'm Kadono Kawande, hoping that we meet again right here on Studio 7 Live Talk. Good night.